This is abundance. You're listening to Abundance. I am Dane Allred, your host. Today, I want to share the abundance I find in my life, those blessings disguised as both troubles and opportunities. That was a selection from Dane Allred's Rules of Engagement called Fighting Words. I love the wealth of excellent poems, short stories, novels, and other writing available to us in this incredibly shrinking internet age. I also celebrate the spoken word by recording audio versions of these famous works available to everyone, anywhere. The combined text and audio versions may give you and others a better understanding of these important and wonderful words. Next, on Literature Out Loud, more sonnets from William Shakespeare. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 131 by William Shakespeare. Thou art as tyrannous, so as thou art, as those whose beauties proudly make them cruel. For well thou knowest, to my dear doting heart, thou art the fairest and most precious jewel. Yet in good faith, some say that thee behold thy face hath not the power to make love groan. To say they err, I dare not be so bold, although I swear it to myself alone. And to be sure that is not false, I swear, 1,000 groans, but thinking on thy face, one on another's neck, do witness bear thy black is fairest in my judgment's place. In nothing art thou black, save in thy deeds, and thence this slander, as I think, proceeds. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 132 by William Shakespeare. Thine eyes I love, and they, as pitying me, knowing thy heart torments me with disdain, have put on black, and loving mourners be, looking with pretty ruth upon my pain. And truly not the morning, son of heaven, better becomes the gray cheeks of the east, nor that full star that ushers in the even doth half that glory to the sober west, as those two morning eyes become thy face. Oh, let it then as well beseem thy heart to mourn for me, since morning doth thee grace, and suit thy pity like in every part. Then will I swear beauty herself is black, and all they foul, that thy complexion black. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 133 by William Shakespeare. Beshrew that heart that makes my heart to groan for that deep wound it gives my friend and me. Is it not enough to torture me alone, but slave to slavery my sweetest friend must be? Me from myself thy cruel eye hath taken, and my next self thou harder hast engrossed. Of him, myself, and thee I am forsaken, a torment thrice threefold thus to be crossed. Prison my heart in thy still bosom's ward, but then my friend's heart, let my poor heart bail. Whoever keeps me, let my heart be his guard. Thou canst not then use rigor in my jail. And yet thou wilt, for I, being pent in thee, perforce am thine, and all that is in me. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 134 by William Shakespeare. So now I have confessed that he is thine, and I myself am mortgaged to thy will. Myself I'll forfeit, so that other mine thou wilt restore to be my comfort still. But thou wilt not, nor he will not be free, for thou art covetous, and he is kind. He learned but surety like to write for me under that bond that him as fast doth bind. The statute of thy beauty thou wilt take, thou usurer, that puttest forth all to use, and sue a friend came debtor for my sake. So him I lose through my unkind abuse, him have I lost. Thou hast both him and me. He pays the whole, and yet am I not free. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 135 by William Shakespeare. whoever hath her wish. Thou hast thy will, and will to boot, and will in overplus. More than enough am I that vex thee still, to thy sweet will making addition thus. Wilt thou, whose will is large and spacious, not once vouchsafe to hide my will in thine? Shall will in others seem right gracious, and in my will no fair acceptance shine? The sea, all water, yet receives rain still, and in abundance addeth to his store. So thou, being rich in will, add to thy will one will of mine, to make thy large will more. Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill. Think all but one, and me in that one will. Out Loud, Sonnet 136 by William Shakespeare. If thy soul check thee that I come so near, swear to thy blind soul that I was thy will. And will, thy soul knows, is admitted there. Thus far for love my love suit sweet fulfill. Will fulfill the treasure of thy love. I fill it full with wills, and my will one. In things of great receipt, with among a number one is reckoned none. Among a number one is reckoned none. Then in the number let me pass untold, though in thy store's account I one must be. For nothing hold me, so it please thee hold that nothing me. A something sweet to thee, make but my name thy love, and love that still, and then thou lovest me, for my name is Will. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 137, by William Shakespeare. Thou blind fool, love, what dost thou to mine eyes, that they behold and see not what they see? They know what beauty is, see where it lies. Yet what the best is, take the worst to be. If eyes corrupt by overpartial looks be anchored in the bay where all men ride, why of eyes falsehood hast thou forged hooks whereto the judgment of my heart is tied? Why should my heart think that a several plot which my heart knows, the wide world's commonplace. Or mine eyes seeing this, say this is not, to put fair truth upon so foul a face. In things right true my heart and eyes have erred, and to this false plague are they now transferred. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 138 by William Shakespeare. When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her, though I know she lies. That she might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties. Thus, vainly thinking that she thinks me young, although she knows my days are past the best. Simply I credit her false-speaking tongue. On both sides thus is simple truth suppressed. But wherefore says she not she is unjust? And wherefore say not I that I am old? Oh, love's best habit is in seeming trust, and age in love loves not to have years told. Therefore I lie with her and she with me, and in our faults by lies we flattered be. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 139 by William Shakespeare. Oh, call not me to justify the wrong that thy unkindness lays upon my heart. Wound me not with thine eyes, but with thy tongue. Use power with power, and slay me not by art. Tell me thou lovest elsewhere, but in my sight. Dear heart, forbear to glance thine eye aside. What needst thou wound with cunning, when thy might is more than my o'erpressed defense can bide? Let me excuse thee. Ah, my love well knows her pretty looks have been mine enemies, and therefore from my face she turns my foes, that they elsewhere might dart their injuries. Yet do not so. But since I am near slain, kill me outright with looks, and rid my pain. Thank you. Literature Out Loud, Sonnet 140 by William Shakespeare. Be wise as thou art cruel. Do not press my tongue-tied patience with too much disdain, lest sorrow lend me words and words express the manner of my pity-wanting pain. If I might teach thee wit, better it were, though not to love, yet love, to tell me so, as testy sick men, when their deaths be near, no news but health from their physicians know. For if I should despair, I should grow mad, and in my madness might speak ill of thee. Now this ill-resting world is grown so bad, mad slanderers by mad ears believed be, that I may not be so, nor thou be lied. Bear thine eyes straight, though thy proud heart go wide. You're listening to Abundance. I hope to help you see the abundance this life has to offer us. I declare to you that having a positive attitude and holding positive expectations can change your life from despair to rejoicing. You can listen to any of these sonnets or any of my other 500 other podcasts at DaneAllred.com, or just enter Dane Allred Abundance Literature Out Loud or 1001 Thanks into any web browser. Join the 1,500 people who listened last month. In just a moment, Dane Allred's World of Hurt, an evaluation of English, and a new character here on Abundance. Marcus Tenacious Noggin. This is Abundance. Dane Allred's World of Hurt, an evaluation of English. Shouldn't we say evaluation the same way we say evaluative with a long A? Evaluative. After a careful evaluation, I found the evaluative conclusions to be correct. It doesn't sound right unless you use an English accent. I found the evaluative conclusions to be correct. But it also sounds right if Bobby Ray says it that way. I found the evaluative conclusions to be correct. I feel sorry for someone trying to learn English. Evaluation, evaluative, evaluative. Shakespeare probably used an accent closer to the Appalachians than today's clipped in proper English. It is easier to understand if Bobby Ray recites Hamlet. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die, to sleep perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time? The oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes. When he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin, who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life? But that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose bourn no traveler returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. That melodic tune must mean it's time for another episode of Philosophy by Marcus Tenacious Noggin. You know, when I was dropped on my head by a doctor, I stood right up and gave him an earful's worth. That's why my mother said, mark my words, that's one tenacious arguer. And so she named me Marcus Tenacious Noggin. Empty noggin. At your service. I don't know what it is about that guy who's just before me here in his highfalutin words. I told him I should come in and talk some common sense. We did have a little snow today. The missus used to say it weren't winter without some snow. I don't know, there were some crazy people driving around on Sunday today way too fast, passing me at the stoplight to get ahead of me because I ain't stopping fast enough. Where are they going so fast on a Sunday? Maybe they want to get there to watch the other people be late. But as the good news is now, they're in front of me and I don't have to worry about them crashing into the back of my truck. Yeah, that never works out well for a car. Here's some random topics from Empty Noggin. I've been thinking about them airports. I used to walk the wings on those biplanes, you know, those blimps and zeppelins. I was there when the Hindenburg exploded. Lots of fire and the smell of burning rubber. Now you got to take off your shoes, your belt, get groped, decide you like it, go back to your car for the stuff you forgot, get groped again. Sit in those tiny seats next to somebody big and smelly, get sneezed on. Here's my advice for you when the steward or stewardess or flight attendant, if I'm speaking correctly, asks you if you want a drink, ask for the whole can. They'll give it to you. Might as well get your money's worth. There is something about flying through the air without worrying about road rash at the end, but That's another story. Here's some more random thoughts. Well, the legislature's in session. Ain't no one and nowhere safe when the people's representatives start a jawboning. This week is Valentine's Day. Is that the only day we say it? We love that special someone? All I can say is buy some chocolates and just don't forget to take out the garbage. It's elections time. All those people jawboning again, trying to become the next leader of the free world. The world's worst job. None of the above is winning in my book, but my vote could still be bought. This has been another set of random topics by yours truly, Empty Noggin. Just remember, you heard it here first, from Marcus Tenacious Noggin, Empty Noggin at your service, just MT most of the time. Dozy dotes and maresy dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Feel that past connection. Bright Space by Dane Allred. Past connection. You can feel that past connection with everyone and everything from when we were all in the bright light together. There is that residual effect where one part of you connects with another part of the universe, somewhere distant, but still calling to you, and you are calling to it. Remember the time we were all one and we were content? We basked in the glow of that bright light and felt that nothing could ever separate us. Nothing could make us want to be apart. Nothing could be better than that time when we were all one. But perhaps the brightness blinded us to what we would have to lose when we went into the darkness and gathered ourselves into a separateness to wonder about that past connection we feel. We wanted to experience all there was to know, to return and share all we had learned, to understand how good and evil can exist together, and how some cling to the light still within them, and how others are drawn into the darkness. We left that perfect place for one less perfect, knowing it was the only way we could know all there was to know. That in our separateness, we would search and reach. We would learn to find each other again and realize we had never really parted. Though darkness fills the sky, the light connects us. Though we seem to be apart, we are all there ever was, ever is, and ever will be. The unity remains, though the separateness seems overpowering. We struggle to remember those bright moments when we were one and nothing could have been better. Unless there was a something, some place better. And we realized we had to find out on our own, to live our own individual experiences, to once again return and share all that is meant by being. Because we have been all there ever was, ever is, or ever will be. I can feel that past connection still. Have. Literature Out Loud. Let It Go by E.E. Cummings. Let it go. The smashed word broken, open vow, or the oath cracked lengthwise, let it go. It was sworn to go. Let them go. The truthful liars and the false fair friends and the boths and neithers. You must let them go. They were born to go. Let all go. The big, small, middling, tall, bigger, really, the biggest and all things. Let all go, dear. So comes love. High Flight by John Gillespie McGee. Oh, I have slipped the surly bonds of earth and danced the skies on laughter-silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds and done 100 things you have not dreamed of. Wheeled and soared and swung high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I've chased the shouting wind aloft and flung my eager craft through footless halls of air. Up, up the long, delirious, burning blue, I've topped the wind-swept heights with easy grace where neither lark nor eagle flew. And there, with silent, lifting mind, I've trod the high, untrespassed sanctity of space, put out my hand, and touched the face of God. Another day of episode of Variegating Watering. Go out there and find that abundance. It's waiting for you.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black. Our top story this hour, investigators say they found no obvious signs of trauma on the body of Whitney Houston. But Ed Winter of the Los Angeles Coroner's Office says it could be several weeks before they know what killed the singer.
The investigation into Miss Whitney Houston's death is ongoing. At this time, the autopsy has been completed, and the cause of death is deferred pending toxicology and further testing.
Now, Houston was in Los Angeles for tonight's Grammy Award show, and producers are honoring her with a special musical tribute. In the meantime, the show goes on. CNN's Jim Root joins us from backstage with an update. Jim?
Yeah, and that tribute will be I Will Always Love You will be sung by Jennifer Hudson during the In Memoriam segment of the show coming up here real soon. But in the meantime, Adele has picked up another Grammy tonight for the Song of the Year for Rolling
again.
In the Deep. She
I'm
won
Jim
Best
Kirkwood,
Solo Pop Performance earlier
enjoy
in the
special
evening.
Take-on
other winners so far, Chris Brown, Best R&B Album, Kanye West and Jay-Z, Best Rap Performance, The Foo Fighters, Best Rock Performance, Best Country Album just went to Lady Antebellum. But tonight it's been all about the performance. They have
certified
been fantastic.
Tax professionals offer
backstage of the Grammys, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
Call me, all right,
Jim
thanks,
Kirkwood.
Jim. Gas prices have been another nationwide high, $3.51 a gallon. However, industry analyst Kirby Lundberg says the price you pay really depends upon what part of the country you're driving in.
Our panel shows that Denver is
certified tax professionals has an enrolled agent on staff in order to solve any problems that may arise in your return.
Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum Sunday declared himself Mitt Romney's main competitor.
A lot of money for
essentially
nothing.
Dismiss
Visit
Newt
me
Gingrich
at Reams Grocery Store
and we'll get our first